This channel went over, and the beginning of the visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie at noon on Sunday, the 6th of December, 1970. Sunday, the 6th of December, 1970. Beginning of the visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie at noon over here, this Sunday, the 6th of June, 1970. Channel went over. Channel went over. And beginning of the visit with Marvin and Ms. Guthrie at noon, this Sunday, the 6th of December, 1970. Channel went over. Channel 1 over, and the beginning of the visit with Marvin and Miss Guthrie this Sunday, noon, the 6th of December, 1970. Channel 1 over. Channel 1 over on the cookie reel. The beginning of the visit with Marvin and Miss Guthrie this Sunday at noon, the 6th of December, 1970. The 6th of December, 1970. Channel 1 over, Marvin and Miss Guthrie.
And do you beat it after it sort of,
No, I don't. See where Marvin Hepburn that is? That's just...
Now, help yourself to it.
That just is firm. Mine's watery.
Well, now, we don't have to figure out what it is because, there shouldn't be any... I let it partially gel, and then I take the beater and beat it until it's fluffy. And then I just put in mayonnaise and the other stuff and put it back in the refrigerator. Jill. Sit down there, Marvin. I know you all don't want
to. You know, I bet you I forgot to put in the mayonnaise.
Well,
that's probably what it was. You didn't put in mayonnaise.
That should make a difference in whether
it's
gel or not.
Well, I certainly want to. I like it very much.
Well, I tell you, it's nice to have on hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you need something. Real fast. And isn't that a pretty coat?
That sure is. That's a fine fella out there.
You beautiful.
He's a fine one.
He's just pretty as he can be.
Let me tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna cool you out. You know how to cool you out?
Turn on the fan, turn off the heater.
Huh?
Turn on the fan, turn off the heater.
And it'll blow it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll make comfort when you wait a minute. Just give a minute, it'll get on to it. I won't leave the thing sitting. You know, the thing of it is, Faye, you may think you have seen that country back in there. We really saw it this morning.
You went back there.
Saw what you could see.
Well, I saw more than I ever saw before. Why, Marvin's got that bulldozed out big strips down there for them, you know, all around it, fence road. They're going to clear up 15 acres on the other side.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful, that day. You talk about raising stock. You could get that old, winter cabbage, what do you call that stuff? Everybody used to have in the winter. Don't you know, Brussels sprouts, you know.
Yeah, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, collards, and
collards. Collards. That right raising up collards over there.
Do you like collards?
Oh, I love collards.
I do too. He's got collards framed at the university, but.
I haven't been down there since freeze. I don't know, they might have froze.
Well, just the idea of you getting it started.
Oh, that's
right.
Beautiful.
I wouldn't take a pretty for that road, you know.
Oh,
it's so
yeah,
rough.
Well,
there's
one thing about it. If you don't never start, you never get on.
I don't know. We may have to go to the poorhouse.
Maybe we won't ever get on, but we sure did start.
Well, the beauty of it is, you see, you've got that fella Weaver.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before, when you were working over there, you didn't have him.
No, that man, he hurt.
Well, Mr. Weaver, he cleared all that at the house.
Yeah, we've used him before.
And he cleared all them fields there at the pump up there around the cow pens for us.
I don't mind getting him started off and just going off and leaving him when he turns in his time. We don't mind paying him because we know it's there.
Yeah.
Is that right?
You don't even have to go there.
That's right. You don't have to fool with him.
And if you tell him something, you know he hears you.
That's right.
Well, you are lucky to get him.
But you have to engage him just about a year ahead of time to get him.
He's right now, there's several people waiting on him.
His post started with us after Christmas, and he come and asked us if he couldn't start now because there's somebody else wanting him right after Christmas.
Billy Hughes.
So it didn't make any difference really to us, you know.
We told him we didn't have no money now, and we didn't want had no money then, but he could go ahead and do the work. Miss Miles, these beans is delicious.
They're your beans.
No, they. Well, you know what I thought they were? I thought they was pole beans.
No, not that's right. These are pole beans. I'm sorry. These are fresh pole beans. That's right. I cooked some of yours the other day, and they just as good. But these are the pole
beans. These are delicious. Yeah. Pole bean is my favorite bean.
That would go pole beans on that.
They got a different flavor. That'd grow anything. Anything but money. If you put money down there, it won't grow.
We're fixing to find out.
Are you all going to plant some things?
We are.
They already planted money. We already got
the grass seed ordered. Get it next week.
Oh, you all are really doing things.
That's where they're going to put some of that bahia, that Argentine bahia.
I want to see that.
Don't you know we were talking about Argentina?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got Argentina up there at the house.
You all are full of it, yeah.
Oh.
No, so that, we really made, took a trip this month. I thought I might get over there. If I got over there early enough, I'd catch him, you know, on the way out somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care where. But I didn't have an intention of going over and seeing that. That's pretty, see? And it's done so nice. And it's not destructive. I mean, you don't feel like they're tearing up everything. You know some bulldozers, it looks like...
Well, you wait till they get through with it, and then you go look at it.
When he gets it... Fixed up, it'd be
he ain't got it raked yet. The roots piled up and hit piled up.
He does good work.
You ought to go over there and see a field that he planted, he fixed for Ms. Bass. Ms. Bass got him to fix her some land. And he was saying the other day, he said, you know, I'm sorry. He said it won't never be planted.
He hates to do anything like that and then let it just set and grow.
Oh.
He says, I'm so sorry. He says, that land won't never be anything done to it, I'm afraid.
That's Miss Brandy Bass?
Mm-hmm. And it's ready to plant.
Isn't that awful? Yeah. It'll just grow up again.
I told her son-in-law the other day, I said, you better get you some seed now while they're down and go and throw them out.
Oh,
hell, I ain't going to plant no grass.
He's not either.
He don't even want to learn. He wouldn't. Well, if he don't do it, he's the one that'd have to do it, isn't he?
Well, she's got some sons, but they're not going to do it either.
Mm-mm. Well, gosh, if he's got it fixed. Isn't that a shame?
You know what?
No, ma'am. I've had plenty.
Well, that's just a little.
Now, you just eat what you want, Marvin.
We don't have good ham at our house.
No, I know you don't.
We don't.
You don't have nothing to eat over there. You
too
just starve.
Yeah, starve.
And, P?
Get in on this side.
Tell her about Pinell.
Oh, Clarnell's going to come live with me. Her and Marlo's are getting a divorce. They agreed to separate, and They both went to the lawyer and told him they weren't mad and they wanted to still be friends. Mm-hmm. And that Marlo's going to sell the place and she's supposed to get half and he half out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't got nowhere to stay. And I need somebody with me so bad.
Right. That's
and Clarinelle is really smart.
Clarinelle's a good smart
She's one
girl.
Of the best housekeepers there is over there.
Well, I liked her a lot.
And so I told her, I said, well, it's like this. I said, Clarinelle, I need somebody with me so bad. And I said, you come and stay. And if you get dissatisfied, if I do anything that you don't like, you come and tell me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, if you do anything that I don't like, I'll come tell you. And if you get ready to go, I said, you go. And let's don't have no argument, no falling out,
mm-hmm.
because I said, that gives me a black name. And I said, you know I'm hard to get along with. I said, I'll admit it. I said, I got my ways, but I just ain't going to let nobody run over me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've worked hard all my life, and I've taken a lot of stuff. And so... She's going to come, and she's going to live with us. And Marlo, I talked to Marlo, and I said, nah, you know, me and Marvin, we didn't have nothing to do with this. And if I had my say-so over it, it'd never go through. He says, I know it. And I said, I don't want you to come to my house with no ill feelings towards me or Marvin. I said, you all went up to the lawyer, and you told the lawyer what you wanted done. And nobody didn't have nothing to do with it. He said, that's right.
How are you talking to Marlo?
Yeah.
Just to get it straight.
And yeah. You just have to do that, don't you?
Well,
I told him, I said, that just as long as you want to come to my house and we can be friends, you welcome. But the time that you get mad and you want to take out something on us, I said, huh.
Mm-hmm.
I told him, I said, you know, I got me a lawyer too.
Yeah.
And I have.
Yeah, I know you have. I don't have one.
Well, maybe you're smart enough that you don't need one. But,
everybody needs.
But
needs
we couldn't get along without a lawyer, I just tell you.
I don't think anybody can.
There's a certain time you just about.
And he told me. He says, just as long as I'm able to work. I told him, I says, Marlo, I said, it's hard pickings at my house sometimes. I said, we have to eat just what we can get. And she may go liking for something to eat.
She won't go liking for anything to eat. She might not eat what she wants.
Well, that's what I meant. And he said, as long as he was able to work and Clarinelle lived, he was still going to take help her.
Yeah, he will.
I don't know. The first thing that I heard about it, Curtis come to my house, today will be 2 weeks ago, won't it? Or was it a week ago? And said, Grandma, how about Marlo and Clarinelle? And I said, I don't know. What about them? He said, you know, they getting a divorce and Uncle Marlo's going to marry a woman that's got 3 kids. And I said, don't you tell that no more. I said, who told you that? He said, ain't you. You told me. Said, the woman told her.
The woman told her herself.
And I said, well, don't you tell that because that ain't so. I said, the day that Marlo divorces Clarinelle, that'll be the day. Well, when Clarinelle... Marvin went off to the stock market, and I called Clarinelle, and I said, Clarinelle, you home? She said, yeah. And I said, how about coming and staying with me? She said, I would, but I ain't got no way. And I said, well, I'll run down. So I asked Clarinelle, I said, Clarinelle, is anything wrong with you and Marlo? Not a thing in the world, but then she up and told me about the divorce.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I'd already heard about it. And...
wasn't that funny? You know, when I left, I said, you just keep her with you. And it wasn't that strange, because in my mind, it just seemed like such a marvelous thing.
Well, Clarinelle's a good, quiet girl, and she's smart. And I don't know. She's got her way, and we've got ours. And we're going to have to get used to one another.
What sort of ways she got?
Well, she don't. Her religion is different from ours.
From ours.
She's not a Mormon.
No.
No, but she's Seventh-day Adventist.
I guess she calls herself Seventh-day Keeper. But I think it's all the same, isn't it?
I don't know.
Are they hard to get along with?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think they're hard to get along with. But
the witnesses sometimes push people.
Oh, yeah.
I've not been connected with any of that.
But she is. She's wonderful. Clarinelle's a good worker.
And she's a...
Come on,
I got plenty of
food. No, ma'am, I've eaten plenty.
I'm about to pop right now.
Impress him. I told you.
I'm just about to pop.
Just let him eat or not eat. Give me that knife or that cut.
You
this
won't
thing.
Eat
thing.
Okay. You won't eat people.
He can't eat beans unless they shell. Ain't that something? He ain't no count.
Well, he can't eat the beans or the shells, which...
He can't eat the shells.
I eat the beans.
But he will not eat snap beans.
Oh, well, well, I got plenty of these.
And I just love them. These is my favorite beans. I can't eat any more now.
Well, now, it looks to me like anybody who loves beans and satisfied with simple things like that ought to be able to have plenty, don't it?
It does.
But I don't. I don't have plenty.
These here is the best tasting beans it grows.
It's a pole bean.
That's right.
I think so.
They just got a different flavor from all the rest.
Well, if I stay at that university, and I guess I will for a while, I done got too poor to quit now.
That's a
lot. Next summer, we ought to have quite a bit of stuff out there, vegetables and stuff like that.
Yeah. And I have it out there, and there's no trouble to grow it.
Well, the other fellas makes it. Have to get to experiment with it then.
Yeah, you know,
when
not changing the subject, but I look for Marlo to get married. He's tangled up with somebody else, or he wouldn't never divorce that.
I think so too.
And it would be the best thing. I hope he will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if they're going to divorce, he just...
Well, if they are.
Well,
they
are,
no,
they, but that's
no,
why I say if, when they divorce.
They haven't got it, but then they done got
no
the application
no.
Because we read it.
And she's liable to get married then, too. I don't know. I just don't pry into their business like that. But
well, just to look at her, it looks like she'd be just the easiest person in the world, you know.
She is.
She's easy.
Aren't you
going to
have a little cake?
Couldn't. Thank you.
You?
I am just about to pop.
We had some cake and coffee before we left the house.
I'm telling you, Faye. I haven't seen Faye. When I come in, she was off. And when she came back, the foreigner was here with her children, so I haven't seen her. Tell Faye about that plum cake.
She's got a piece of it.
She?
You didn't try it.
I am.
Let me tell you, Faye. I said, she said they just rolled out and had a breakfast. I said, I don't know why I said that. I said, what'd you have for breakfast? It's an embarrassing question. It's not polite. And she told me. She said she had a little coffee and some, I forget what you call it,
barbecued.
Cake.
And some plum cake.
Spare ribs or something.
And a barbecue spare rib.
Sure did.
So I had to tell her what I had so it wouldn't be prying, you see. I told her what, you know what I
had. Sounds good.
You know something, you know, I had something wrong with my back. And I went and I got me a bottle of Dones' pills.
And you told me that.
And I just declare to goodness I can eat a horse. And lie down and sleep. Just go to bed and I just relax and I just sleep like a log.
And don't fight the battles all over again.
No, sir.
Now, what was it you took?
Dones' kidney pills.
And Dones' pills. for your back, it says, I think, for your back.
And it's just like taking a hypodermic, a shot. They just calm your nerves, and when you go to bed, you just lie there and rest and go sleep, just sleep. I had asked him a while ago to take some. He said his back was kind of sore. Not me, no.
My back is sore. I don't know what's causing it. It might be lifting things around too much.
Is that plum cake? Tell everybody.
You take 2 cups of flour, 3 eggs, 1 cup of salad oil or butter, a cup of nuts, and 2 jars of baby food. It's plums, strained plums.
Yeah,
strained baby food.
Now that's
food.
What gives
plums.
And you put that in there. Try it. Taste of it.
And one cup of nuts and a teaspoonful
of cinnamon and cloves.
Yeah.
But I didn't have the cloves. I had to use allspice.
And I think that's just as good.
Yeah, that was all right.
I think that's just as good.
Am I the only... I wish you luck.
Good Lord.
Well, you got in and brought me all out of it.
Plum? And what'd you call it? Just...
It's a plum cake.
Plum cake.
Nut cake.
Plum cake.
Plum nut cake.
Things like this.
Or nutty cake.
Now, she might
that's
not like it.
I just
nutty.
Love things like this.
Nutty
it's
cake.
It's so easy to fix.
And I bet it keeps a long time.
Yes, it really does. 2 cups of sugar, it's 10-cent jars of baby food. It's strained plums.
Isn't that good?
Well, I forget about it. Before I forget about it, while I think of it. Marlo offered to sell you his...
half an acre of land for $5,000. I said, uh-uh. No. He says, I'll let you have it for $4,000, $2,000 cash, and the other when you can, and give you just as long as you want to. I said, uh-uh. I won't do that. And Mr. Guthrie sold it to him for $100, and he got $50 out of it.
$50 on it, no good thing.
And he never did pay him no more.
And he wants $5,000.
For
half an acre.
That's right.
Nothing on it but the half acre.
And he wants $8,000 for the house trailer and the piece of land.
Well, the land and
well,
the house
trailer. Well, if I had
$8,000.
If I had $1,700 that I didn't need, I'd buy the house trailer. He said that he'd take $1,700. That's what he owes.
That's what he owes.
Well, that's a doggone good house trailer.
Oh.
And I'd put it over there on the down place.
But you haven't got any use for
it. I have.
For what?
Well, when I was working over there, I could be over there.
Yeah, well.
If I had...
It would be jolly. It would be handy, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Well,
and
it
if
would
it come up bad
handy.
Weather, I'd have a shelter. If I wanted to go in and lie down and take a nap. If I had $1,700, that's a genuine good house trailer. It is really nice.
Yeah.
But I just ain't got no $1700.
Well, I'll let you have a little after.
Well, come on.
Whenever
my boat comes in.
But $5,000 for that piece of land or $4,000?
If I had all the money that I have misappropriated out here, I could buy that house trailer.
Well, I could too.
Yes. If I had what I lost on that silage, I could buy that house trailer.
Oh, it's nice. You're seeing some.
Oh, is it?
It is really.
Well, in this country, you can't do much with silage. Not
it is really beautiful. And
not
the floors, it has not got this old rug in it, you know, like old carpet. The hardwood floors, and that's what I like. And it's the nicest bathroom. It is really a nice piece of junk.
$1,700.
He said he'd take $1,700 for it.
Yeah.
He had it made
yeah,
to order.
Made to order.
And one like that had cost you $4,000 or $5,000, and I know.
And
it.
He owes that on it.
That's right.
Well, it's about a $7,000 trailer.
He said that if he had the money to go and pay it off, That's it would be about $2,000. But as it stands, it would cost about $3,400.
Yeah, finance
to keep it on financed.
Well, see, it's got the highest rate of insurance, and they charge the highest rate of rent.
But you know anybody wanting a house trailer? Anybody ever wanted a house trailer even too much? If they could get that house trailer for $3,000, that thing is nice. You don't know. They just got it last year.
Or brand new.
Yeah,
it's brand
just
new.
A year old.
Well, it's just broken in, hardly.
That's incredible. I wish I had $1,700.
It's brand new. I know when they got it.
Yeah.
They got it last year.
Gee whiz. Now, that'd be a better buy than what you bought.
Oh, you mighty right.
You mighty right. It'd be a lot better. Lots better.
You mighty right. And it's finished.
And it's finished?
Yes, ma'am.
Finished.
Everything. Stove and bed. Brand new refrigerator, brand new gas
Peter.
Stove, beds and...
Heater
it's got
blower.
Plenty of closets.
Everything but
please.
Air conditioned. I don't think it has air conditioned because he didn't want that in it.
It's really nice. If I had the money, I'd buy it. I sure would.
Lord, a lot of people would buy it if they knew about it.
Well, it's a nice buy, I'm telling you. If them people was to get that trailer back,
they'd make another $3,000
easy. You couldn't get it from them for $3,000.
He got it from Orlando. It's that company up there. I make them as a distributor for him here in Gainesville, I think. And you go there and they give you they got a sample of it or a pattern there or something. And you tell them what you want and they send and have it made to order.
Mm-hmm.
When they get it made, then
it's aluminum.
It down to you.
And is it two bedrooms?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really nice thing.
It seems silly, but I'd like to have a real nice trailer out here somewhere. So when we have a lot of company, this old house is big enough, but we just have the one bathroom,
mm-hmm.
and it'd be so nice to let them have a place. Themselves and coming together. Sure would.
He said that he would let it go back, but if he did, it would ruin his credit.
Well, it would. It would ruin his credit.
And he would have to pay for it if he didn't sell it. And he wants to go back to Georgia.
Oh,
see, he's working in Georgia. That's where his fishing is.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I'd buy it if I had. If I had $2,000, I'd buy it and pay for it in the morning.
I can see
because
his
it's
point
nice.
For not wanting to let it go by.
You can't imagine how nice it is unless you just walk in
mm-hmm.
and look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is
a big one.
And everybody says that it's so pretty. And it ain't got this old carpet on the floor,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's got the sheer nice stuff that you can just wipe. I don't like it. I don't like it in a house.
She likes something she can mop.
Uh-huh. So you can really keep it clean.
I can't even keep my hardwood floors clean,
that's
much
right.
less carpet. Me and Marvin strolls in the house with our wet, dirty feet. And
boots and things.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And what's the use of having a place that you haven't got that sort of thing? I should say, I want you just to tell me again what's in this thing. It's just delicious. Two cans of prunes.
No, it's two little jars.
Yeah, jars.
A plum.
Plums.
It's baby food
plum.
Yeah, okay.
Two cups of self-rising flour.
Uh-huh.
Three eggs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Two cups of sugar.
It's really good.
A cup of pecans.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, if you want to, you can put more.
Yeah.
One teaspoonful of cinnamon. 1 teaspoonful of cloves. Mm-hmm. And how about the oil? Did we get that?
No.
Well, 1 cup of margarine or butter or...
What'd you use in
this?
Oil?
No, a Crisco.
Crisco. Mm-hmm. But I can use just oil.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really...
See, I had the Crisco and I've set it on the stove and let it get good and melted, you know, and then I poured it in a cup, measured 1 cup. And that's all there is to it. It's just as easy and don't take no time to cook it.
Mm-hmm. That's really good.
Of course, I didn't have but 1 cup of pecans hull, and that's all I put in it.
That's all you need.
Chopped up.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Really good.
Faye,
good.
I've been trying to get it straight in my mind. Well, that was that night when we sat around over there.
Yeah.
And Clint over there. That old nigger who lived down the road from me, just across the street, in a 2-story house.
Oh, Will Woodard. You talking about?
Will Woodard.
Will Woodard.
Woodard Coleman's uncle.
Yes. Now you remember him.
Who? Will Woodard?
Yeah.
Yeah, his mama.
I remember Will Woodard.
Will Woodard's mama. She lived there. Aunt Hester.
Oh, I've heard of her.
Now, Aunt Hester was Woodard's grandmother.
Now, is he the one? Was something wrong with him?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He shook, or what was
it? Oh, he was paralyzed on one side, and he had epileptic fits.
He had got hurt or something or other. I don't know. Must have been when he was a kid. He had, 3 or 4 fingers off. Oh, I think it was these 3 fingers right here.
No, let me see, Marvin.
I believe it was.
Seemed to me like I remember when he got them cut off, seemed like I do. He had an accident of some kind, I don't remember what. But it's been so long.
Was he the one guy who had that mule?
No. They were down there at Cross Creek.
No, they lived right there behind us.
Well, don't you know, you said he was down there at, was that Plan L said that?
River Sticks?
He was down there one day helping something at
Hammock. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that was when we lived there. That's when I was a kid, more or less.
And he was helping, and he had one of those.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You remember what she said?
Yeah, he had one of them spells.
Let's just call it spell.
He was helping at something.
Mm-hmm.
Helping slaughter an animal or something. Now that's who Woodard Coleman's name for.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. See, his name was Will Woodard.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Woodard Coleman.
Is Woodard Coleman.
That's right. Will Woodard's, let me get it right now. Will Woodard's sister, I guess it was Woodard Coleman's mama.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's his uncle.
Yeah.
Uncle Will.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, what was that story about the mule and the cart, that one horse cart that you were telling? He owed for it.
That
was to do with tractor.
That was a horse and wagon.
Oh, a wagon. Guy and I were talking.
And he went to Micanopy. See, he bought the horse on installment plan.
Oh.
From the old man Thrasher.
Oh.
And see, the old man Thrasher, he got a little old pension from the state, from the county. Will Woodard did, because he was crippled up like he was.
Kind of a welfare deal.
And he let it rock on, you know, and he never did push old Will till Will got the horse near about paid for. And he took it away from him. He sent a boy. His name was Nelson. One of the Nelson boys out to Will Woodard's one day after the horse. And Will had gone to Micanopy. And he come on up to the house and told me what he was going to do. He was going to take the horse. And I said, well, I wouldn't work for a man that I had to do, old nigger, like that. I said, I wouldn't be that crooked and dishonest. But he did. He met old Will Woodard that was somewhere down there about River Styx and taking the horse from the wagon. And carried him back.
Took the horse and the wagon.
Took the horse from the wagon.
Oh.
And carried him back to Micanopy. And that's the way Mr. Thrasher, the old man, J.E. Thrasher, would do. I had an uncle that lived up there by me, and he had a horse, and he mortgaged him for fertilizer. And he taken him, old Dan. Mm. Mm.
You know, I have heard somebody say that they used to have a pen close to the store there.
They did? They did? That they kept the horses in.
Horses and cows and mules and...
They'd take anything in the world that you had away from
you. If I had a horse and somebody put in and take him away from me, we'd find out who was a better man. Right there.
Me too.
Yep, we'd find out right there who was a better man.
Well, you see, Marvin, that was in the old days when they wasn't quite that independent, was they?
That's right.
I mean, these little merchants knew how to...
Well, they foreclosed on them, that's true.
And if you don't believe what I'm telling you, you go to J.E. Thrasher's and buy something. And say, Mr. Thrasher, I want to get so-and-so and wait on me to 2 weeks or a month. And be sure and you find out what the price of it is. And then when you go back there and pay for it. I heard Buster Mountain not long ago talking about it.
Oh, you mean him got Buster?
Yeah.
They always... Care some interest to caring charges.
He sells you a can of, Buster said he went there and he got a can of beef hash. And he said when he went to pay for it, said he just told him to put it on his bill and said when he went to pay for it, he looked and said it was something else. And Buster told me, he said, don't think when he brings his old car here, he says, I get him.
He will, too. Buster will.
You reckon he will?
Yeah, he will.
Well, now, I've seen him working on Mr. Thrasher's little old pickup truck.
He says, I'll get my money back and don't think I don't get it.
Well, I'll bet you Mr. Thrasher's not going to pay any big sum. Well, I mean, if you and me could do business as cheap as Mr. Thrasher, see... We wouldn't have to hire out the way we do, would we? We could work around it.
I'll tell you one thing. I hope I don't never have to buy anything from him on time, because I know what... I don't know about J.E., but I know what his daddy used to do.
He's about now, maybe.
You know, Fish Ferrari was loaded with cows and horses that he had took from people.
Just like he did Woodard.
Just like he did old Woodard Coleman.
Will Woodard.
I mean Will Woodard.
Mm-hmm. And Will Woodard and Aunt Hester lived right over there across from you down.
That's right. And
Aunt
Hester died. Aunt Hester died. And Will, he stayed there till he married Lizer. And him and Lizer was living up there in the two-story house. And one cold wintry day, it caught a fire and burned up. And they lived out there then in a little old surf house till Will would have died. And then she left. And there used to be an old slavery time woman. She was an old woman. And she lived over on the other side of us in a little log cabin. And she got a little pension, about $4 a month, I imagine, from the estate. And she used to work around for people. And she come over to the house. Mr. Guthrie had a cotton patch. And the poor old thing, she come over there and she wanted to pick some cotton, so Mr. Guthrie let her pick it. And it was terribly hot, and she come sat down on the edge of the porch. Aunt Emma Vinson. And I told Mr. Guthrie, I said, I want you to promise me one thing. And he said, what's that? I said, don't you never let her go back into the field again and pick no more cotton. And he wanted to know why, and I said, she just ain't able.
Yeah.
She just ain't able. I said, people ought to be a doggone shame of this after her, some old people like that. So he never would let Aunt Emma. We'd help her all we could, but we wouldn't never give her no more work. She was old.
Yeah.
And she died right over there across the highway from us. Old Uncle Tom, he died over there. Mr. Gus, he went over there and waited on him. Carried him up and fed him.
And that's one thing we don't have. We haven't got any collars and no milk, and you all don't slaughter anything. You got no beef.
That's
everybody
right.
Everybody come see you, you can give them some plum cake cook, can't you?
That is sure
good. You know we got to go.
Faith?
Yes, sir. We got to go.
If, you know, unless they, if they stay too long, they won't come back.
Well, I promised we wouldn't keep him, but I just said I just was so mad that I didn't, that he wanted to leave.
Marvin looks mighty comfortable. I hate to.
Oh, I am. But we do need to go back because I'd like to get down then. We need to.
You better let's wash these dishes.
No.
Need,
well, I will tell you one thing. Your ham was delicious and your beans too.
Time.
Everything.
Well,
but I can't fix my salad like she does.
Well, that's what she's doing.
It won't be firm.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll have to come over there and make you some.
Now, Miss Miles, what kind of Jell-O, what flavor is this?
That's lemon. You know, we got to where we thought like lemon better than anything. Just these two packages of lemon Jell-O. And just about let it gel. And then.
And your cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese and pineapple.
Just about
left. And mayonnaise.
And mayonnaise. And I never even measure the stuff. I just throw in what I want to.
Well, I just can't fix it like that.
You just, I'll bet you can. I'll bet you can. That is the least one because we're going to put it up. And
no,
you told, yes, sir. As you told me.
Well, thank you.
And don't you let Marvin have a one.
Not a one.
And it's all for
he
you.
He can't have a one.
Told me.
You know, my memory is as bad as anybody's. You talked about your roof being on fire one time, and I remember when I was a boy growing up, our roof, we had old wood shingles. And I was in school, and they called out over there in school, come over there. And it was just a little bit of a smoking going, just started. And you know, we just about headed out and the fire department come.
Hmm.
And I wouldn't let the fire department do it, you know, I'm just a boy. Because I had been to a fire one time and they had just wet everything down and ruined it. you know. And you know them five, I remember old Reuben Taylor, he was just as mad as a wet hen because he had brought that fire equipment up there and then he couldn't
use it.
Now, what you had that experience over there on your house and you didn't have waterworks?
No. No, I put real water up on top of that house and didn't even have a ladder, and I don't know how in the world I done it, and he was crippled.
Yeah.
But I handed him the bucket of water, and he handed it to their grandson, and then he carried it on up to the roof where Mr. Guthrie was. And then yeah, about the whole roof was burned off of the dining room when we discovered it, and we outed it. But you know what Mr. Guthrie done? He come in there and got up here and began to chop in the dining room. And I said, Mr. Guthrie, I said, you're in the wrong place. I said, get yourself up on top of the house and cut the piece off that's a burning and throw it off. And that's what he done.
That's the only way is to rip off a shingle to wait in the fog.
Oh,
I see.
I never thought
not
of that.
Him catch.
But get up there, you know, and he, and them pieces were just a burning.
Right.
And I said, cut them in two.
Yes,
and
yes,
throw
sir.
Them out of the way. I said, get them off of the roof. That's the way we got it. And then got them darkies up there.
If you go try to put it out while you put out
but
one
the
side
old,
and the other side,
the
keep
old
burning.
Ceiling, old ceiling is still up there in the kitchen. And if that new ceiling, you could see where he got up there and chopped it.
And where it smoked it.
And I said, you will never do nothing. Get up on top with your axe and chop it out. So he did.
And you had, all you had was a little pitch pump.
That's right. That's right. We that was a long before we ever thought about getting electricity out there.
You had to work harder than they did.
I saved the house, though.
Yeah. Well, now, let me tell you, Mayor, before you go. You said this morning over there, Faye, now this is hard to believe, that there used to be enough vegetation over there that Mr. Guthrie could butcher a cow right
yeah,
in
yeah.
Christmas season.
Mr. Miles? I've seen him butcher 4 and 5 beeves at Christmas time out of the woods, didn't
you? You go out there and say, I got to carry my cow some hay. Why, people, they'd put you in a straitjacket.
Is that right?
You was crazy.
We didn't even feed nothing. We didn't feed no cows.
No,
but that was before everything was
say,
fenced up and the containers come in here.
Or if you had an old milk cow, you might give a quart of cottonseed meal at night or something like that.
Mr. Guthrie
like
used to go right on and butcher through the wintertime just like he did in the summer, didn't he?
Yeah.
Sure did have the
but
finest.
You didn't have the underbrush that you got now to shade it out.
The containers is right.
You could burn
country.
Woods every other year.
Over in
the,
Dixie County,
grass
it's
come
the same
back.
Way.
It's that way all over.
It's
now.
All over the state of Florida.
Well, I know
Georgia.
We got to go.
And you got to go
and
to the market.
Well, I would like to if we get what we want to. So
first time I go by there, I want to take a video and show that trend, that line.
Go right ahead.
Because we won't catch you. we'll never catch you all. You know what's
going
on.
Well, it's around 675, 80, 85 when I do the announcing on this surprise visit, or great surprise, this Sunday at noon. Marvin and Ms. Guthrie came over for lunch, or for a bite, or for a visit. I had been over there, and they had, first thing in the morning, they just got up. And they had taken me over there to the denim place and showed me where they'd been bulldozing. And we had fine talk. And on this one, we had some of the best of that talk. And then we picked up the colored man, Woodard, Uncle Woodard. And this is 689, 690 now. Channel 1 over on Cookies Tape, Marvin and Ms. Guthrie.
ran right back.
Yeah.
I tell you, they like ham.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. And they like this salad.
Yeah.